Rosa.
You are now listening to Fancy Plans and Things Radio.
It's Friday, baby. Yes, hunty, it is your girl queen's favorite day of the week. Okay, so how are you babes doing out there? Okay, are you just now tuning in to Fancy Plans and Things Radio? If you are, hi, I'm your host, Queen. If you're an oldie but a goodie, okay, welcome back. Okay, and I'm just wondering, like, how is everybody doing? Are you guys having a great time? Like, how has June been treating you? Because, honey, June has been all over the place for your girl, Queen, okay? It has been here, there, to and fro, back and forth. It has been so crazy. As you guys can tell, my voice sounds super funny. Hopefully, it kind of warms up a little bit as we're talking. But your girl has been under the weather for the last week and a half. It has been crazy. So I haven't even been like super sick. I want to say like maybe a week and a half ago, I started out with like, you know, like a little bit of a fever, had a little cough. My nose was just constantly running. And I was like, okay, well, this is different because normally, honey, I can only breathe out of one nostril. And so, you know, my friends were like, girl, you sure you don't got COVID? And I was like, girl, no, because if I had COVID, I would only be breathing out of a half a nostril, okay? Because that's all that COVID gonna give you is a half a nostril to breathe, okay? So it wasn't that, you guys. It literally was just I had a cold. I could tell, like, it was just a regular cold because I didn't feel super sick. I did run a fever a little bit, but I didn't feel run down. I felt actually kind of fine, even though I had the fever. So the fever went through probably maybe like a day, and then I just had, like, started to develop a cough, which I still have the cough a little bit, but it's nothing serious, and I can still hear the cold in my chest. But one thing that was different than all the colds that I've ever had was that the amount of times that I had to blow my nose, like my nose was running left, right, forward. Girl, I'm surprised I still got a nose, honey, the way I was trying to put these tissues to this nose, honey. But yeah, your girl is getting so much better. Just the voice thing, it's like if I don't talk all day long and I'm just like on the computer and doing stuff and I'm not talking to people or anything like that, my voice takes so much time to warm up. And so then I just be sounding real husky in the throat. Okay. Just real, you know, so hopefully it warms up and y'all be like, okay, it sounds a little better. Cause girl, I know it's rough right now. So please, 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 please excuse this. I still wanted to give y'all a podcast this week and I missed you, baby, so freaking much. And I felt like I got so much to talk about. Like, oh my gosh, so many things have happened and that I just want to update you guys on and just really just talk about like life and things that are happening and just some things that have happened to me recently that I really wanted to share and just try to my main goal here on this podcast especially is to just kind of inspire you guys, be inspiration to you guys and just like share my journey, because I know that my journey and using this podcast kind of like an audio journal type of diary to kind of help you guys along with my story. I know everybody's struggling as well, and I just want to remind people that they're not alone. No matter what you're going through, you're never alone. There's people out here, and you know, if you need a therapist, you can always look on betterhelp.com. You can always find someone that you can talk to, someone you can trust. Journaling, just really just trying to take care of all sides of ourselves. If nothing has taught you in the last couple of years that we need to take care of ourselves, girl, I don't know where you been, honey. You must have been living under a rock, because we've been living through a whole ass pandemic. Some people are still acting like it ain't panty season out here, okay? And I didn't say panty, I said panty, meaning like it's pandemic season still, honey, okay? Rona is still roaming around doing her thing, okay? But yeah, it is just, I mean, like literally we can't even get a regular cold anymore before we like, oh my God, I got COVID. You know, it is very stressful out here. So yeah, you guys, I have just been really just trying to live life to the fullest and just trying to just make sure that I'm making every day, I'm doing something that I love or creating something that I love. And I have really just enjoyed creating content. I think once I took that scope off of myself of where I had to be this certain way or this certain thing, I have enjoyed creating content and just enjoyed, actually, I don't even feel like I'm creating content anymore. I just feel like I am the content. And I'm just happening to, you know, record it or whatever. But I have really just enjoyed being able to just share my journey with you guys. And so, you know, we talk a lot about a lot of different things here. So I hate to start the subject off kind of heavy, but we are going to end on a good note, y'all. But I just feel like I need to talk about these things because I brought all this to you guys in the beginning and I told you that I wanted to share my journey. So here's the thing. So, you know, back in April, we talked a lot about like me and Hubs, like wanting to start like just truly trying to have a kid, have a baby, and just kind of figure out what we needed to do for ourselves. And we wanted to try, you know, some like just natural ways and just not really focus too much on like taking all this medication and, you know, going through, because right now, to be honest, we cannot go through the process of IVF. And I don't think my body will really handle, you know, the process of going through IVF, because all those extra hormones, they are hell on the body. And I just really just did some research, did some reading and stuff like that, and just kind of said, you know what, I don't need to go in that direction right now. Let's try this way. And then if we feel like we need to go that direction, maybe we will. But right now, it is just not an option for us. And then just reading all the things, I just felt like that's just not the way I want to go. So we decided that we're going to try this way. But then we realized, okay, there are a few things that are hindering us and like not being able to really go forward in the way that we wanted to go forward with this journey. So we're having to step back. And I realized like stepping back and having to reanalyze the situation when you're really excited for it, you're really happy about this journey, you're really wanting, you're wanting all of this, you're manifesting it, you're saying, I will have a baby, I will have whatever it is that you're manifesting, whatever goal it is, and you have to take that moment and be like, this is unrealistic at this moment. I have to step back and I'm going to have to rework this plan. I'm going to have to rework this journey because it is not going to work out the way that I'm going forward. And I think for us as people, we really get frustrated when we have to step back because we start to feel like a failure. And one of the things that really frustrated me was, again, I was feeling like a failure. I was like, oh my God, how come I didn't just, you know, think of this? Or why didn't I go, you know, figure this out? You know, like, why is this so hard for me? And of course, the self-doubt starts to creep in. But one thing I want to tell you guys is that it is okay to take a moment and say, I need to stop in the middle of this action plan, this goal, this dream, whatever it is. I need to stop in the middle of this and I need to take a step back and I need to look at all sides of this picture and say, this is not going to work the way I thought it was. And I am not a failure because of this. I just need to take a moment to step back, reanalyze the situation and redirect this journey or redirect this course or dream or whatever it is that you have going on and not feel bad about it. I think a lot of times we let people tell us that we should be going and we should be manifesting and we should be dreaming and we should be wishing and praying and hoping and all these different things, right? And once we do all of that and sometimes the plan doesn't work out the way that we thought it was, or we need to change directions, we feel like failures because we had to change directions or we had to rework something or we had to take a step back and say, okay, I like with the whole house thing, we had to be like, okay, let's be realistic. Is it possible that we're going to get in a house by the time our lease ends? No, because the housing market is pure straight trash here. Buying a house, trying to close on a house, it is just crazy out here. It is literally crazy. So I had to say, you know what? I am not going to be in my house by the time frame that I thought. So let me step back, rework the dream, the manifestation, the goal. And I'm not a failure because of that. I am actually smart in this way because I am taking the time to really work my goal, really manifest, and really make sure that I'm doing the things that I need to do in order to get myself into that home, in order to be like, okay, we didn't end up moving into this beautiful house and now we're house poor, you know, so things like that. So I think people put that pressure on us to make us feel like we're failures if we have to stop in the course of something or say, you know what, I'm not going to continue this journey right now. I'm going to put this journey to the side and I'm going to work on this. You're not a failure. You're just taking the time to look back at yourself and say, this is where I need to be and this is where I'm trying to go. But right now, I'm not in either of those positions. So I have to stop and step back and look at that and say, okay, this is where I need to go and this is where I need to fix this and this is where I need to do this in order for me to get here. Goals and dreams do not happen overnight. Those are things that we are manifesting. Those are things that we're praying about. And those are the things that we're working towards every day. And I think we need to remind ourselves. And I think we need to remind ourselves literally that it is okay to step back. And that as long as we are doing our best every day, as long as we're getting up and giving our goals, our dreams, and manifesting and giving them 110% every day, that is all that truly matters. Whether you have to step back, you have to reanalyze, you have to say, okay, I got to push this to the side for right now. And, you know, for me, I am 36, so I'm trying to be really realistic with the baby thing because I do know that now I'm in geriatric pregnancy age, right? And that's scary in itself. And I know what can happen. I know what's possible. I just need to figure it out. And also, I just needed to also take a moment and step back and say, okay, I need to take a little bit better care of myself. You know, I've been adding in some workouts, and I'm not really trying to lose weight. I'm trying to maintain the weight that I am, but I'm also trying to just take care of my mind and my body, you know, mental and physically, because lately life has just been throwing different things at me. And while things are amazing that is happening, I'm also like adding more things that I never thought I would be doing. And I'm also saying to myself, learning how to say, don't go out here and say no. Don't say no to any opportunity that comes across your way. I'm learning how to go out and step out on faith. And I talk about this all the time with you guys. I had to learn how to like take that leap of faith. Like even with this podcast, starting this podcast, I had to learn like take this leap of faith. This may lead you down a path that you never thought you would go. And it absolutely has. This has been one of the most amazing journeys I've ever taken with something. And I'm really proud of myself. I'm really proud of my growth and the change and all of those things. And I hope that you guys see that the podcast growing and changing along with me. But I, like I said, I always want to inspire you guys. And so that has been like my thing, to just say, don't say no to any opportunity, because you never know what you're turning down. Go ahead and take it, put yourself out there. And so as of recently, you guys, like I said, we decided that we are going to step back a little bit from the baby thing to rework a few things to figure it out. I'm still really excited about the journey. And that's something that's different, because for me before, if I had to step back, I would have been like super devastated. But this time I wasn't really devastated. Me and Hubs, Mr. Fancy, we talked about it. We figured out some stuff that we wanted to do and then said, okay, this is where we need to figure this out. And then we can proceed with the next step. And so I'm really excited about that, because it's been a conversation. It's been step by step, and we've just kind of, you know, kind of talked about things. And I think it's just really good. Because before we talked about a lot of this stuff, but I did go to a lot of doctor's appointments alone. And I think Mr. Fancy just didn't fully understand what was going on. He understood, but didn't understand. And I think the more that we've like sat down and talked about issues and talked about the things that are happening and what's going on with my body and what's going on with his body and all these things, I think it has just made a better plan for us. And so I have really just been have I been in my feels? Yes. But have I just been super like, just feeling like, oh my God, this is never going to happen. You know, why me? No, I haven't been that way. I am still looking on the positive side. I'm still looking that one day that I'm going to be blessed with the baby of my dreams. And, you know, just keep that positive energy going. So I've been doing that. And so then with all that going on, you know, behind the scenes, there are a few other things that are going on behind the scenes that I haven't really just showed, like, you know, online yet. I've kind of like sent some sneak peeks, teasers type of vibes here and there, but I have barely been into just, like I told you guys last episode, I'm serving butter biscuits all summer long, honey. You're going to see these thighs. You're going to see this stomach. You're going to see these arms. I have really been about going on this journey of just like loving my body and allowing myself to express myself through my fashion, my hair, my makeup, however I want to, and not feel bad about it. Because society has told me for years of my life that I'm supposed to cover up from my neck to my toes, honey, and to make everybody else comfortable. And I have really gotten tired of making other people comfortable while I'm being miserable and uncomfortable and just kind of like self-loathing, basically. I don't want to do that anymore. So lately I have really been going, I've went out shopping a few times. I went to Old Navy and I picked up a couple of things that, first of all, I thought I never would like pick up, but I picked up like some cute little bodysuits, and I picked up like some cute little crop tops and tees. Yeah, I got some really cute stuff at Old Navy that I just ended up really loving. And then you guys, I did a thing. Okay, so I did two things, actually. So the first thing that I did, well, it was three things, but I haven't heard back from the third one. So the first thing that I did, I actually applied to some ambassador like things for different companies. And one of those, if you are already part of the Patreon crew, the Patreon family already knows, honey. That is why I tell y'all better sign up for Patreon, because I'm dropping behind the scenes secrets, little deets and stuff that nobody else knows, okay, before anybody else. So the Patreon crew has known for a couple days now, but I actually applied for Tour's ambassador program, and I just didn't think anything of it. I was just like, I'm gonna try it out. I had known about it, and then I had literally forgot to apply, and then I was like, you know what, since you remember, just go give it a go. I think I applied on like a Wednesday, and by the next following Monday, they had already reached back out to me. And the funny thing about it is that I felt like it was meant to be because of how quick they answered. Because before, I had talked to one of my girls about it, and me and her were talking, and she was the one that kind of had told me about it. And she was like, yeah, it takes like a few weeks for them to answer back. And she was like, just be aware of that. It did not take a few weeks. So I felt like it was definitely meant to be. They right away wanted to work with me. And you guys, I am so blessed. Like, I was able to go in store. I was able to do some shopping. I recorded some stuff. So there's going to be some stuff released for you guys soon. But yeah, your girl's officially an Atord ambassador. And it's right down my alley with being able to, because I shop there all the time, being able to share their clothes and fashion pieces and really just kind of add more things to my wardrobe that, like, I noticed that my style is changing up a little bit. And I'm really growing with that and just saying, like, look, just own it. Everybody's style changes all the time. You know, switch out some pieces that you really like and really love and add those pieces into your closet and don't be afraid to wear them. So recently, I actually have been on a search for shorts. Now, let me talk about this, y'all, because look, shorts is like a nemesis for me because for so long, I thought I had to wear shorts that, you know, y'all know them Bermuda shorts that they want all the fat girls to wear that go to their knees, right? So for the longest time, I thought I had to wear them fat girl shorts that go to your knees and you can't wear nothing else. And then I remember a few years ago, I bought a pair of black, I'm gonna call them hoochie shorts, girl. They like little hoochie shorts. You know, they real short. Okay. And I love them. I remember that I had those and I love them. And I actually got them at Tord. I've had them for years. And I pulled them out recently and I put them on and I was like, oh my God, why haven't I been wearing these? I love these shorts so much. Especially, I live in Florida. It's hot as hell out here, honey. It is hotter than a jalapenos. Girl, out here, it is hot. Okay. So I put the shorts on. And I was like, I'm going to go on a search for shorts. Now, I did go to Old Navy, but honey, Old Navy shorts was not serving. I don't know what they were serving, but it was not serving cuteness at all to me. So then I was like, well, I'm going to Tord. I know that I'm going to do this like little event thing that I did. And while I'm there, I'm going to try on some shorts. And I did find two pairs of shorts. And I can't wait for you guys to see me in these shorts because these shorts are so cute. And not only did I have the shorts on, honey, but I had on like a bodysuit and I had the shorts tucked in, like, you know, like the bodysuit on and the shorts on. Honey, when I tell you that I was out here serving buttered biscuits, just looking fine and glistening and everything, honey, yes. I was like, these shorts must come home with me because I felt so cute and so sexy and fun and flirty. And I am just going to say, Les, if you are a plus size woman and you're struggling with your body image or you're struggling with how to dress and what to put on your body, girl, if you want to put on the shorts, put it on. Put it on. If you want to put on the crop top, put it on. Put it on, honey, and go out there and stretch your stuff because you are allowed to exist in the body that you have. And this brings me to something that happened to me while I was doing Tord shopping the other day. And I had been in the dressing room for hours because I was also recording like a try-on haul. And I was at my favorite store, okay, because my girl Michelle, shout out to Michelle, was there. And Michelle had like hooked up the dressing room for me and just kind of like let me get all the clothes that I wanted to try on. And y'all, I tried on a bunch of stuff. I can't wait for you guys to see like the little vlog reel that I created because I loved everything that I created, y'all. I'm so excited about it. I don't know when the last time I've been so excited about content because this particular content, I'm just like gagged over. Like I'm so in love with it and I can't wait for you guys to see it. But anyways, while we were there, Mr. Fancy was there and him and Michelle, they like, I've known Michelle for so long and she's the reason why I go to this particular tour. So him and Michelle were like having a conversation and they were like outside of the dressing room so I could like show them the outfits once I tried them on and stuff like that. After a little while of trying on outfits, you guys, this beautiful girl, and it was at the time, I didn't know it was her stepmom and her, you know, step-grandma or whatever. But she was in the dressing room. And as I was coming out, I had seen her a couple times, but not really thought of it. But then I started to, like, zone in on the conversation that they were having. And I heard that James, you know, James was out there. He was like, it looks really good on you. Because I was in the middle of trying on a bathing suit. And I was like, oh, what does she have on? You know, I'm really excited. And everybody's telling her she looks super cute. But I zoned in on how she sounded. And when I opened the door to see what she had on, I then start to zone in on her body language. And she looked really cute, you guys. She had on like this romper and it was like dark green and had strawberries all over. And it was so freaking cute. And but I could tell, like, all of us were telling her she was cute. And she was trying to hear what we were saying, but she wasn't hearing what we were saying. She wasn't receiving that. And looking at her, I could see me when I was 21. And so James ended up asking her how old she was. And sure enough, she was 21. And so she goes back in the dressing room and she tries on something else. I switch out of the bathing suit. I'm trying on something else. And I'm starting to like clean out my dressing room as well, because, you know, my grandma Michelle was so sweet to like set stuff up for me. So I wanted to like repay her by cleaning up stuff and not leaving everything messy. So I was cleaning up everything and taking out the clothes that I wanted. And she had on this shirt and she was, you know, just really, she came out of the dressing room and she had on this really cute shirt, right? And the shirt fit her. It was a shirt that fit it. It wasn't like super tight. It wasn't too loose. It just was a shirt that actually fit her body, right? And I want to say this girl is probably like I would say she's probably a 14, 16, only because she had, her stomach seemed to be a little flat, but she had like hips and she had, you know, like nice arms and stuff like that. But I don't feel like she was like, she wasn't like my plus size. So she was like 14, 16. I'm a little bit bigger than that. So she was like on the smaller side of plus size. But I've been pretty much different sizes throughout the stage of my life. So I know what a 14, 16 looks like. I know what a 18, 20 looks like. I know what a 20, 24 looks like. You know, I know what a size 12 looks like. So I've been all different sizes, right? And so I could just see on her that everybody's telling her that she's cute, but she's not hearing it. She's not receiving it. And so this last moment, she had on this shirt and I thought it was her mom, but it was actually her stepmom, which is still her mom. We're having this conversation and she was like, I think I need to go up a bigger size. And her stepmom was like, what? And she was like, what do you mean? She was like, yeah, I need to go up a bigger size. She was like, and so the stepmom's like, well, what's wrong with the shirt? And so she kind of starts tugging at the sides where it was a little bit more fitted. And she was like, yeah, I was always raised. And I said, honey, I said, let me, because as soon as she said, I was always raised, this, you know, the stepmom's rebuttal was, your mama don't understand because your mom's a 00. And I knew then, as she was saying this, right? I knew then that this girl had been basically raised by a thinner person, and this thinner person was telling her it was not okay to exist in the body that she had, right? And I felt compelled to talk to this girl and just give her words of encouragement, because I wanted to tell her what I wish somebody would have told me when I was 21, is that I'm allowed to exist in the body that I have. I'm allowed to put on shorts. I'm allowed to wear short skirts. I'm allowed to show my legs. I'm allowed to wear my arms out. I'm allowed to do all these things, because what is happening is a society and living with people who are telling you certain things, they are molding you into being this self-loathing person that you probably wouldn't have been. People pointing things out on your body saying, oh my God, your arms are so big, so now I'm self-conscious on my arms. Oh my God, why do your legs look like that? Now I'm self-conscious on my legs. So this is something that I've noticed that society and people who just don't understand have done to plus size people. I decided to just talk to this girl and give her words of encouragement and love and support. And I told her if she ever needed anybody to talk to, she ever needed a friend, she could message me and I would be there in a hurry to listen to whatever she needed to tell me. And I really talked to her and I really tried to boost her confidence because I'm trying not to get emotional about it. I wanted to do this because I remember being 21 and like dating, you know, dating James and, you know, like just not really, I felt confident and I've always had confidence, and thank God for my mom. She's always instilled that in me, but the world and society had told me that I should be this way and I should look this way and I should cover up my arms. And, you know, James has always been super supportive about like me not covering my arms and loving my body and stuff like that. But when you can't see it, when you cannot see it for yourself, no matter what nobody says to you, you just won't see it. And so I wanted to give her words of encouragement and love and just kind of rally around her and her stepmom and help them and her grandma and help, you know, help them support her and tell her like, look, you're beautiful and you do not have to do, you do not have to cover up your body. You do not have to hide away. You are allowed to exist and be the beautiful person that you are and shine through. And I didn't really think much of the conversation, but I did get kind of emotional about it. Because again, like I said, I really wish somebody would have had this conversation with me, you know? And as I was having this conversation with this babe, I finished getting my stuff, you know, done out of the dressing room. She was still back there. And then I noticed that, you know, they had like walked out before me. So I thought like, oh, they're going to pay for their stuff and go. And I come out of the dressing room area and the grandmother is waiting for me, which shocked, you know, kind of scared me a little bit. And she goes, thank you so much for having that conversation with her. She said, she's now picking out things that I don't think she would have picked out because of you. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's so nice. I'm really happy. And so we still were in the store for quite some time and we go up to the register, we're paying for our stuff. And I noticed that the grandmother is behind me again. And the grandmother is like, thank you so much. She was like, look at this cute top she picked out. She wasn't going to pick this out before. She's like, look at this. Thank you so much for having this conversation. It meant so much to me. And so they were still standing back there for a while, the grandmother was. And so I think it was Michelle. She was like, hey, girl, like, where's everybody? Are you okay? And she's like, yeah, I'm fine. They're still trying on items. So when she came back, I realized she was like, she's trying on a bathing suit. She was trying on the bathing suit that I had originally had on back there when I was talking to her. When I came out first time talking to her, she was trying on the same bathing suit. And she was like, coming out of the dressing room, the smile on that girl's face, the look on her face was like a complete like 180 from what it was before. And she was like, look, I got a bathing suit. And I was like, oh my gosh, you got the same one I got. And I was like, it's so cute, you're gonna be so cute in it. And she asked me, she was like, thank you so much for talking to me. She was like, I really needed that. And she was like, I just want to know, can I hug you? And then the grandma was like, I want to know the same thing, can I give you a hug? And then the mom was like, yeah, can I hug you? And so like we just hugged each other and it just felt really good to be able to give somebody a message and to just make them feel good about themselves. And especially in this day and time when we've made progress as plus size women and men in the community, but it's not as much progress as we should have made. People are still making fun of other people for being plus size when you don't really know the struggle, you don't really know what's going on. And, you know, I just had to tell this girl that you're allowed to exist. You're allowed to be happy. You're allowed to love your body. You're allowed to show it off and you don't have to hide away pieces of yourself. Because let me tell you, doing that is just going to be damaging you. And I told her, I said, I don't want you to be my age at 36, learning how to heal your inner child, learning how to love yourself so that no one can tear you down anymore about the way you look, the way you dress, your style, the way you talk, anything. I wanted her to leave out of that store and say, I am confident, I am beautiful, I am smart, and I am allowed to exist in this body. I'm allowed to, if I want to wear shorts, I'll put them on. If I want to wear a crop top, I'm going to put it on. I wanted her to feel good in who she is and step out in confidence. People don't realize this, but confidence is a big thing. And though I have a lot of confidence, I still have those moments of where I was self-loathing myself. And those are the things that I really wanted to work on. Those are the things that I wanted to fix about myself and heal my inner child and go on this healing journey of fixing myself so that when I do have children, I don't pass my trauma on to them. Because a lot of times what is happening is that parents or people that are around you in your life, they've had trauma and they're passing their trauma onto you. And then you pass that trauma onto your kids. And we need to break the generational curses. We need to break the generational trauma. And we need to start talking about these things and being more open with each other about our bodies and the way we look and saying that let's normalize being plus size because we all come in different shapes, sizes, and colors. Why are we picking on one person for the way they look for their body when it's something that they cannot help? So in that moment, I just was really, really grateful that I took that moment. I felt like I was meant to be there. I was meant to talk to this baby doll and tell her like how beautiful she was and just really, truly just boost up her confidence. And I just felt so good that she went and picked out the swimsuit that I tried on, which I ended up really loving. I can't wait for you guys to see the swimsuit because it is so freaking cute. It actually took me by surprise because I had picked out a different swimsuit originally, which I forgot to take a photo of, but it was super cute and I really wanted it. But Hubs was like, you're not going to be happy with it because it was fitting kind of weird. It was a little ill-fitting for me. So I said, okay, well, let me you know, go pick out something different. We did. We ended up picking out the original swimsuit that I had picked out. And I tried that on. And look, the girl ended up buying it. And she felt so happy. And she said she looked so cute. And she even DM'd me and told me, so thank you so much for, you know, the conversation that me and her had. And she really needed it. And she said now she's so excited to wear her new clothes. And she thanks me so much. And it just really touched my heart that I could do that for someone. And I said, this is why I share my story and my journey with other people, is because I really want other people to start loving themselves. I don't want you to wait until you're like old and gray girl trying to fix it. Like, let's fix it now. Let's fix our problems, our trauma, our issues. Let's go through this healing journey of really just finding like self-discovery and self-love and just saying, I truly love myself. Yeah, we're always going to have things in our body or things around us that we just don't like about ourselves or whatever the case may be. But those are things that we can work on, you know, like how I worked on like loving my brown eyes. I really, you know, wear contacts now, and how I just walking around with my arms out, girl, you about to get these arms, hunty. I'm serving them all summer, honey. Okay. you know, so I'm really trying to learn those things because I really want to make sure that I'm passing on a message to other young people and other people that are my age to just like, let's come out of our shell. Let's stop hiding away. Let's start hiding bits and pieces of ourselves to conform to what society thinks we should be or how we should make other people comfortable. I've lived enough of my life making other people comfortable. Now I'm living my life for a queen. And that is what I want everybody to take away from this, you know, episode today, is to learn to live for yourself. Don't let the self-doubt creep in. Don't let the naysayers come. Learn to live for you, because at the end of the day, at the end of your life, girl, you can either wear the shorts or not wear the shorts. But if you keep saying, I'm gonna wear the shorts when I get skinny, or I'm gonna wear the crop top when I get smaller, and all these different things, honey, tomorrow's not promised, okay? Go ahead and put it on today, okay? Because you don't want to look back in your life and be like, what if? What if I wore this? What if I did this? Do it. Go out and do it, and do it with confidence, do it with grace, and just know that the things that you are thinking about yourself, no one else is thinking. Because I swear, the amount of times that I thought people were going to point out things about me or point out, say different things about me, I didn't feel that. So many people walked past me and just told me, oh my God, I love your outfit so freaking much. You look so freaking cute. Oh my God, where did you get that? Oh my God, where did you get this? You look so cute today. And those are the things that we're just learning to say, put it on. Because 9 times out of 10, people are going to love what you put on. But I know from growing up and kids being so mean and people being bullies and just saying mean things, that we have just kind of conformed that society just literally hates us. And in a way, it has been that way. But I'm hoping to bring about a change. I'm hoping to share my confidence. I'm sharing my healing journey and my growth with you babes out there. And I hope it touches somebody. And just, you know, I'm going to continue spreading this positive message of just, we just need to be more body positive and not just saying, oh, we are body positivity and having these companies say that they're body positivity. No, truly saying that we're body positive and really going out here and showing people that we're body positive and supporting our other plus size sisters and brothers in this community, and really just sharing love and just saying we are allowed to exist in the bodies that we have, and we're going to normalize that, and we're not going to let anybody take that away from us. So if you are struggling with your mental health about your weight or anything or how you look and the things that you want to wear and you're analyzing over it, stop it. Stop it today. Go put on the short sis. Go put on the short dress. Go put on the crop top. Whatever it is that you feel like you've been dying to wear, but you've been afraid to wear, put it on, girl, and strut your stuff. Okay? Queen is here to tell you, put it on, have fun, because it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. And so, yeah, I just wanted to share that with you guys today, because that was something that was really important. And I just felt like it was almost meant for me to be there. And I just felt like if I hadn't applied for the Torrid thing and ended up going in store to do a little shopping and pick up some few pieces and stuff like that, I wouldn't have been there for this baby's journey. I wouldn't have been there to stop her and say, hey, I believe in you. You are beautiful. I'm here to support you, because I feel like that's what she needed. And she heard her family. She did. But sometimes you need a stranger to come and tell you these things. Sometimes you need somebody that you don't know to come and give you a little bit of a word to help get you through the day, to help support you. Because sometimes, no matter what other people say, especially the people that are around you, when they say it, you feel like, oh, they're saying it because they love me. They have to say these things. So sometimes you just need a stranger to walk up and say, girl, you are killing it, honey. You are killing the game, and I am here for it. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I just wanted to share that with you guys today, because it is something that has been really like on my heart as of lately. And also, I just wanted to mention a few other things, you guys. Like, so this one thing that I really wanted to talk about was I was thinking about stop letting people rent space in your head, right? Because we have a habit of letting negative things rent space in our head for free. And I am not about allowing negative people, negative energy to rent space here anymore. Like I said, I have been really intentional with friendships. I've been really intentional with the people that I'm around and the things that I'm surrounding myself with. And it is because I don't want to let people rent space in my head anymore. I'm starting to set those boundaries of saying, if you cannot support me, love me, and treat me better than I can, it's immediately no. And so that is something that I wanted to tell you guys, like, stop letting people rent space in your head. Stop letting these negative Nancys, these naysayers come to you and treat you and disrespect you any kind of way. If they cannot treat you better than you can, it's immediately no. Push them to the side. Because here's the thing. I think some people come to you as like vampire energies, like, you know, like they just come to just suck the energy from you, the life from you, and once they're done, they move on to the next victim. But do not let these naysayers, these vampire energy suckers, suck the life out of you. Get rid of the people who are not about you, who are not protecting you, helping you protect your peace, who are not helping protect your focus, because those people are coming to distract you from your main goal and your main journey. You don't need that. And I have really just started really working on that myself, like mentally saying, like, do not let other people rent space in your mind. Do not let what other people are doing affect you in a way that you start to feel less than about yourself, or you start to question yourself or self-doubt yourself. Those people need to go. And so it has been very important for me in this journey to say that too, like, just say no to people, like, nope, I don't want to be around you. I don't want to be involved in whatever you got going on because I'm too busy focused on myself. And, you know, it could be selfish. It could be selfish season, but that's truly how I feel. I have really not been just like feeling like I'm selfish, but I am feeling like more and more like this journey is more for me, and this journey is more for me to walk alone, and that everybody that, you know, sometimes I have this habit of like, I feel like I need to take everybody with me, and I want them to see this and I want them to see that. But sometimes your blessings and the things that you need to see and the places that you need to go is not meant for everybody's eyes. It's meant for your eyes. It's meant for you to see. It's meant for you to elevate. And you cannot take everybody with you, especially people that don't want anything out of life. People who are always negative, people who are always saying like, well, I don't know if that's going to work out for you, but good luck. You don't need that energy in your life. So if you have any of those vampire sucking you dry energy suckers, remove them, because you're trying to vibe higher. And when you're trying to vibe higher, you cannot take those type of people with you. And I'm saying this because, hey, I have been in that same position, and it's something that I'm working on. And so keep pushing forward, you guys. Keep writing in those journals, keep going to therapy, keep talking, keep taking care of you, keep taking care of your mental health, and just watch the growth and the change that will come about. I am so grateful and so blessed. And I just wanted to share a little bit of my story and my journey with you guys today, checking in with my authenticity as well. I wanted to tell you it is going great. This has been such a great journey. And then for the month of June, it has been so crazy. Also, I did want to mention one other thing, because I have not really sneak peeked that yet. But I did want to mention it here. When I was telling you guys that I applied for the Torrid Ambassador, that I applied for something else, I am also now a Hot Topic Ambassador, which I think is pretty cool and pretty dope. So stay tuned for all the content that's coming. I'm so excited about it all. So many good things have been happening, man. You know, Pride Month has just been such a great month. Like, I'm so proud of all my friends who are out here showing up for themselves for Pride Month. So yeah, just shout out to my babies out there who are just really just doing the damn thing this month and really showing up and showing out. I am so proud of y'all. And one of the other things I really wanted to talk about, because this has been irking my soul, and I have been seeing this like all over, speaking of Pride Month, you know, let's just go ahead and get into it. We're gonna keep it real and raw here today, okay? Look, I'm a niece for some of these companies and for some of these folks who are just jumping up talking about how they're supporting Pride and this, that, and the other, and check out the Pride sale and this, that, and the third. Baby, I'm gonna need you to sit down, because look, though we celebrate Pride for the month of June, these people, you guys, are a part of the Alphabet Mafia 365, okay? They are LGBTQIA 365, just like the Black Indigenous people of color are Black 365, not just during Black History Month. I'm gonna need y'all to stop saying that you're allies and just call it what it is. Y'all are just literally trying to zone in, buy stuff, and get money and profit off other people. That is literally what y'all doing. Just trying to profit off of other people. Y'all trying to profit off of Juneteenth, honey. And I have a question, because if you are not Black, if you are part of the non-Black community, okay, why were you taking the day off for Juneteenth? What were you celebrating? You know, because I see that a lot of people were saying, oh, we have Monday off for Juneteenth to celebrate Juneteenth. What you celebrating, though? I'm gonna need somebody to riddle me that. We have got to start doing better. And if you're starting to say that you're an ally and that you're supporting communities and supporting these people, then you need to truly do the research and do the work so you can become a better ally. Because the stuff that I've been seeing ain't it, honey. It is not it. Y'all are just profiting off of other folks and riding other people's coattails, all in the name of Juneteenth, all in the name of Pride Month, and all in the name of Black History Month. No, ma'am. No, thank you. You offering Black History sales, Black History Month sales, and products and things that don't have anything to do with Black History. Y'all offering things that don't have anything to do with Pride. You just slapping a rainbow on it and saying, here you go, honey, it's Pride. No, thank you. And also, you just slapping the red, yellow, and green on stuff and putting some fist up and writing the word Juneteenth on it, like Walmart, for example, Walmart with the ice cream. Y'all are just literally trying to profit. And this just, if this doesn't show you that these folks are still colonizers, I don't know what is. If this doesn't show you that racism is still real, I don't know what will. Because let me tell you, the amount of things that people were saying and doing for these last couple of holidays, all in the name of saying that they're an ally, was coming off quite racist. It was coming off that you are just performing at this point. You're just tap dancing around, making us think that you're an ally. But in reality, you are still just a colonizer. You still just trifling. We got to do better, y'all. And we need to start calling these people out more often, because the thing is that we're not calling these folks out enough. That's what is happening. We're not calling you out enough because we see your transgressions, but we try to just move on and keep the peace. But what's happening is, from now on, when I see your transgression, I'm going to start calling you out, because I am not feeling this stuff. I'm not feeling it. It's not a good look. And I'm telling you now, it's not okay to be profiting off marginalized communities. It is not okay for you to just come and steal something, or to slap a rainbow on something and say, oh, this is Pride, or to slap the word Black History on something and say, oh, this is for Black History Month, or just slap the word Juneteenth on something and say, oh, yeah, I'm selling this for Juneteenth, and you're profiting off of these communities, and you're profiting off the back of other people, which is not cool. Some of y'all need to take a step back and really analyze if you're truly an ally or not. You need to really read, research, because it is not our jobs to keep teaching you things. It is your job to go out here and teach yourself to read. Everybody got the same internet that Beyonce got. So I don't understand why you can't take the time to research, read, and learn and educate yourselves. Y'all just rather still go out here and be racist and be just stupid. Just do stupid crap. Okay. We got to do better. And like I said, I see it. I'm telling y'all that I see it. I want y'all to know that I see it. Your girl ain't just stopped speaking up. But I'm very more cautious about the things that I talk about now, because I want them to be intentional. And I want people to understand that these are the things that are super important to me. And some of these issues that are happening sometimes in the planner community, some of them are small and trivial transgressions versus the things that are truly out here happening in the world. And we need to start speaking up and calling out companies and brands a lot more, and not just in this planner community, but everywhere in the community, in our community, in your community, wherever it is it may be, but not just out here on the online presence. We need to be out here socially talking about these things. We need to be active about talking about these things. We need to be calling our government officials and doing things and voting and all of those things. Like, I'm stepping my game up. I'm moving from just talking about these things to really putting action behind those things and trying to research and read and really just become not only just a better for myself, but a better ally for other people, because I want to support my Black Indigenous people of color, and I want to support the people of the Alphabet Mafia and really support them and love them, okay? I need to support the LGBTQI community, and I need them to support me, and so that is how we bridge gaps of truly becoming allies for each other and truly standing up and speaking up and supporting each other. So, yeah, I just wanted to say that, and I'm gonna get up off my soapbox. But yeah, we definitely need to do better. Yeah, and if you guys are out here struggling with anything, you guys want to talk, my inbox is always open. You guys know that we can open up a conversation right over on Fancy Plans and Things Radio. So make sure you follow me over on Instagram. If you want to hit my personal page, it's Queens Fancy Plans. Make sure you guys are following both of those pages. I love you, babe, so much. I'm so thankful and grateful for you guys. So I do hope you guys are having an amazing Friday. I hope you guys have an amazing weekend. Also, if you're part of the Patreon crew, make sure you're checking Patreon for updates, because there will be some updates. And I'm really excited for you guys. For everything that's just like going to be happening. I'm so excited for all the things that are happening, and I can't wait to share everything with you guys. And so yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and get out of here, but before I do, y'all know that Sunday is what, girl, it is self-care Sunday. So that means you need to go ahead and draw that bubble bath, get you a glass of wine, do whatever you need to do, because you cannot pour from what, an empty cup. So with that being said, make sure you take care of you, and until next time, stay fancy.